Hello, everyone. I'm Paulette Williams-Thomas, and I welcome you to the March 7th, 2024 episode of Free Pod. As always, we are proud to provide this short weekly podcast brought to you by a large volunteer group dedicated to providing objective news specific to our community.
And hi, I'm Lynn Fever, and it's still March 7th, 2024. As our listeners may know, we have local elections coming up on Tuesday, March 19th, so you can quickly catch up on who the candidates are and where they stand on some important issues. We're doing short interviews with candidates in the contested races. Our first two interviews will be included at the end of this podcast. The format we're using is 5 questions in 5 minutes, so each candidate will be asked the same 5 questions in a 5-minute interview. Here's the questions we're going to use. What skills would you bring to this office that would make you an effective Stevenson County board member? What is the most important issue you want the board to address? Why is this issue important to county residents? What steps would you recommend that the county board take to resolve this issue? And what is one thing that voters may not know about you that you'd like them to know? So it's this week at the end of the program, you'll be able to hear from the two Democratic Party candidates for the Stevenson County Board District F, which includes Wadhams Grove, McConnell, Winslow, and much of Lena. We'll be talking with Robin Rosensteel and then with Winona Wellspring Sisel. In the coming days, we're inviting all of the candidates in the contested races to be interviewed. So look forward to some more election information next week.
Again, welcome to Free Pod, and let's get started on the news you've been missing. The Freeport Community Public School Fund granted nearly $75,000 worth of educational supplies and tools to Freeport School District 145 educators in the last quarter of 2023. Recipients submitted requests, and gifts were granted through the annual allocations process. A not-for-profit organization, the Freeport Community Public School Fund was created to help supplement learning for all district students in all grade levels. Items typically purchased include Chromebooks, software, musical instruments, globes and maps, science equipment, graphing calculators, and more. Monetary donations from generous supporters make these gifts possible. To date, over $1.3 million in necessary supplies and equipment has been given to the educators in District 145. To donate or for more information, go to the Freeport Community Public School Fund website.
At a recent city council meeting, Freeport police officers Brandy Hilby and Connor Green received distinguished honors. Hilby was selected as the City Employee of the Year. She had previously been named Officer of the Year for the Police Department. And Green received the Life-Saving Award for his actions at an accident in early February where he helped remove a driver from a burning vehicle in a collision on Route 26 and Fairgrounds Road near Walmart. Thank you, Officers Hilby and Green.
At a recent meeting of the Highland Community College Board, President Chris Kaberski highlighted enrollment increases for 3 consecutive semesters. Vice President of Finance Jill Jansen reported a 2% increase in community college budgets by Governor Pritzker, while also cautioning that it will impact individual colleges in different ways. HCC Foundation Director Dan Dick announced that the foundation is funding a new access road at the HCC farm and discussed potential funding for an athletic event center, which Freepod will report on in more detail soon. Fundraising efforts so far have yielded $25,000 for HCC, with potential for a larger donation for fine arts. Board approvals included a unanimous acceptance of a 5-acre gift, bids for a new parking lot, building renovations, lighting replacements, and electronic tuition payment software. Highland also recently announced that a $150,000 grant had been received to help dual credit students take advantage of the Career Pathways Program coordinated with Northern Illinois University. Kaberski suggested that a Career Pathways coach may be funded with some of the monies from the grant. It is hoped that dual credit offerings can be further expanded into western parts of Highlands District.
In other Highland news, the board voted in January to accept the resignation of Sam Adgazi, Vice President of Academics. President Kuberski reported on the formation of a search committee to find a replacement. A search firm will narrow the field to final candidates, and interviewing is expected to start in March, with the selected candidate beginning duties at the beginning of the fiscal year on July 1. At the same time, the board thanked Jim Phillips for taking on additional duties as interim academic vice president, in addition to his normal role as Dean of Humanities, Social Science, and Fine Arts, and co-director of the leadership program. Kuberski also praised Phillips for his work on Highland's annual Illinois Community College Board report.
After news broke of the second failed vote to develop a co-op between Aquin and Orangeville girls basketball, a firestorm began burning up social media. Anger, frustration, and questions all poured out from the Aquin fans. The vote taken within the conference was 13-7, but 15 yes votes were needed to approve the merger. It was the second vote on the proposed co-op after an early one in January also failed. The significance of the vote is that Aquin girls who want to play basketball next year now will have to transfer to another school to continue their high school athletic careers. There are surely many reasons for the no votes by the conference schools, but none have been shared publicly to our knowledge. Also unknown is what action Aquin parents or others may take in response to this. The one thing that is certain at this time is there will be no Aquin girls basketball next season, and sports have always been important at Aquin. FreePod will have updates on the impact of this story in the coming weeks.
Illinois State Treasurer Michael Frerichs visited Freeport last Friday on a fact-finding mission at the United Way of Northwest Illinois. Frerichs' office oversees the Illinois Charitable Trust, which awarded a $15,000 grant to our United Way in 2022. He said that the goal of his visit was to get ideas on how to improve the program in different areas of the state. "It's a pleasure to get out and see people who are making the work happen," said Frerichs. The local United Way grant ended in June of 2023 and funded care packages to 272 seniors in Stevenson, Joe Davies, and Carroll County. The packages were filled with healthy groceries, complete with recipes, as well as personal hygiene and household products. Frerichs said he was impressed by the way United Way used volunteers extensively throughout the project and especially to deliver the care packages. United Way Executive Director Connie Kraft was pleased to share her insights about the program with Frerichs and is eager to apply for a grant again. "We were able to offer fresh foods to seniors, which was huge," she said, "and we already have a bigger and better plan for our next grant." Across the state, nonprofit organizations with budgets of less than $1 million can apply for Illinois Charitable Trust grants to support food, housing, or job skill development. The application period is currently open, and interested nonprofits can apply through the state treasurer's website.
The Foundation for Northwest Illinois is partnering with two local families to benefit African American and underserved youth in Freeport. First, the Rachel and Roy Sellers Senior Scholarship Fund has been established by their children. It will provide an annual scholarship to an African American Freeport High School graduate who is the first generation in their family to attend any vocational, two-year, or four-year post-secondary educational program. In addition, Ian's Fund for the Boys and Girls Club of Freeport and Stevenson County has been established by Mary Lee and Ted Odendahl. This fund, named after their son, will support the work of the Boys and Girls Club in perpetuity. If you would like to contribute to either of these funds, please visit the Foundation of Northwest Illinois' website at fornwill.org. Thank you to the Sellers and Odendahls for their support of Freeport youth.
There are two school events this week that sound like fun. The Freeport School District annual World Arts Festival is today, Thursday, March 7th from 4 to 9. The festival features over 1,000 students offering their performing talents to celebrate our cultural diversity. Performances and art displays take place in the Jeanette Lloyd Theater, the high school gymnasiums, and the cafeteria from 4 to 9. Attendees will experience the amazing art talents of our students across all grade levels, elementary, middle school, and high school. This is an awesome school district tradition that you don't want to miss. And the Freeport High School Theater Department will present its annual Art to Art series of one-act plays next weekend, March 14, 15, and 16 in Room 228 at the high school. This unique initiative is totally student-run. Seniors Rachel Sadow, Janiah Palmer, and Nate Redmore have each selected a one-act play, coordinated auditions, cast their own shows, directed them, and handled all production aspects, including lighting, props, and sound. Art to Art gives students a chance to see what it's like to be in charge of an entire production, says Tim Connors, the FHS theater director. The studio theater at the high school offers an intimate theater setting, and Art to Art really gives the students an opportunity to soar. So tickets are $6, available ahead of time at the high school business office or at the door. Proceeds benefit the school's Thespian Troupe 464, which is one of the oldest in the country, and raise scholarship funds for speech and theater students. So that's Art to Art next week, March 14, 15, and 16 at the high school.
And speaking of theatric performances and Freeport High School, when you're watching the Oscars next Monday, March 11th, or other award shows this season, keep an eye out for the handiwork of Freeport native Kristen Shaw. Kristen helps create a special look for many of Hollywood's most sought-after celebrities. She does hairstyling and men's grooming for the likes of Ben Affleck, Seth Rogen, Jonathan Bailey of Bridgerton fame, Javier Bardem, Pierce Brosnan, and Bob Odenkirk, to name just a few of her most famous clients. Hilary Swank and Tilda Swinton are among her favorite female subjects. In addition to readying the stars for public appearances, her work can be seen on the pages of many magazines, including GQ and Rolling Stone. She is represented by The Wall Group. Kristen graduated from Freeport High School in 2005 and currently lives in Los Angeles. She is the daughter of Al Shaw and the late Jan Shaw, who lived in Freeport for nearly 30 years. Kristen credits former FHS English teacher Ed Finch and speech and theater instructor Tim Connors for encouraging her to stay curious and pursue a creative field.
As long as we're on the subject of Academy Awards, we have a little Oscar trivia for you. There are two actors in the entire history of the Academy Awards who won back-to-back Oscars for Best Actor in a Leading Role. Now, one was Spencer Tracy, who won in 1938 for Captain Courageous and 39 for Boys Town. The question, who is the other actor? And it's no fair Googling. We'll have the answer for you next week, and we're also planning something special about the story of Spencer Tracy's close relationship with Freeport. Next, a quick thank you to our listeners and others who contributed to the Freeport Public Library's Food for Fines program in February. They donated over 150 pounds of food to the FACC food pantry. Thank you, library fans. And next up, be sure to root for the Highland Cougars. Both the men and the women won their first games in the Region 4 basketball tournaments being held this week at Highland. And at the time of this recording, neither team has played their next game. But if they prevail in those games too, they'll both be in the championship games on Saturday. Go Cougars! And finally, it might sound a lot like Theater Week in Freeport, because we have one more theater event coming up to tell you about. The play, Leaving Iowa, will be presented at Highland's Ferguson Fine Arts Theater beginning tonight, March 7, and running through Saturday night, March 9. The play is an outlandish take on the classic family road trip, the story of a writer who returns home to find a final resting place for his father's ashes. Yet when he discovers his childhood home is now a grocery store, he travels across to Iowa searching for the proper place. So, Leaving Iowa starts at 7:30 p.m. all three evenings beginning tonight. Tickets are on sale now at $12 for adults, $10 for seniors, and $5 for students.
To end on a really positive note, spring is indeed on the way. According to the local chapter of the Audubon Society, Some species are already starting to return as bird migration begins in earnest. Some of the earliest migrants are waterfowl. Watch for tundra swans and white-fronted geese, which were observed north of Freeport in the Wetlands Preserve on the west side of Highway 26 in early March last year. Both of these species are just stopping by on their way to their nesting grounds in northern Canada. To identify them, know that the white-fronted geese have a similar posture to Canada geese. However, they are somewhat smaller and have a different color pattern on their heads. Both swans and geese are often seen in a tails up, head down in the water position as they search for food. If you go up to the preserve to look for them, a pair of binoculars will be helpful. And please be careful turning off and on of busy Highway 26.
So time's up for this week, but tune in again next week for more about Freeport businesses, city plans, progress, area rewards and recognition, the local impacts of state and national news, and more. FreePod couldn't come to you without the help of many local supporters. We're especially thankful for the Mass Communications Department at Highland for their help in producing this podcast, and also to our many liaisons and reporters for the time they volunteer to bring the news to you. Thank you, Highland, and thank you, Team Freepod.
Again, I'm Paulette Williams-Thomas, here with Lynn Fever, and we hope you'll stay tuned to listen to the first two of our 5 questions in 5 minutes candidate interviews for one of the contested races for Stevenson County Board. We also hope you'll check back next week for more news you've been missing. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Alan Wenzel with Freepod.org, and I'm here today with Robin Rosensteel, a candidate in the Democratic primary for Stevenson County Board seat District F. And Robin, I first of all want to thank you for your time this morning with us, and I'd like to ask you a few questions, if I could, about your candidacy. Now, I'm going to begin, Robin, with this first question. What skills would you bring to this office that would make you an effective board member?
Thank you, Alan. Yeah, I have a Bachelor of Science in Computer Science and also an MBA. And I've spent the last 20 years working with companies in a business development role of increasing production and expanding capacity. So I have a great background in economic development.
Robin, what do you believe is the most important issue that you would like to see addressed by the Stevenson County Board?
Sure. It's transparency and accountability.
And could you be more specific, Robin? What do you mean by transparency and accountability? Can you identify a particular issue where those two factors may be important?
Sure. First, transparency and accountability, they play a crucial role in creating a healthy and vibrant community. Recently, it's been exposed that the Walnut Acres is not for sale. For the last few years, it was believed that it was being sold. And so it wasn't very transparent what was going on. And we're put into this office as elected officials, you know, to make good decisions for the community. And when we're not being transparent and accountable to our actions, and then it leaves kind of a sour taste in everybody's mouth. You start questioning everything the county board does and the decisions they're making, and are they making the right decisions based on what the community needs? So it's very important for the transparency and accountability. And as I said, it's come out recently with the Walnut Acres and the exposure that it is not for sale, that the sale fell through. It would have been good if they would have just presented that to the community, because I work in corporations and businesses, deals fall through all the time. It's not a big deal. It happens. But to not be transparent about that is where I have an issue.
Robin, you've already touched on this just a little bit, but I'd like you to elaborate some more. Why is the issue of transparency and accountability so important to the residents of Stevenson County?
Yeah, as I said before, you know, we're voted into this office, right? And as we're voted in, the people who vote for us expect us, you know, to have their best interest in mind, right? They expect us, you know, I kind of go by 4 key characteristics, key values: respect, right? We want to respect each other, accountability. We do what the county would like us to do, what our people would like us to do, collaboration. We work together. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or Democrat, we're in this together to resolve issues, and integrity, that we need to be honest with everybody and show that we have integrity.
What specific steps do you believe the county board should take to address the issue of transparency and accountability? Any specific actions that you would like to see them undertake that would address those two issues?
Sure. Jim Hart has done a good job in Freeport, in the Freeport community, where he offers like the Wednesday before every meeting. He invites people in to go through what the agenda is, get the feedback from the community. Everybody's welcome, Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. Everybody within Stevenson County. I would like to do that also out here in the Lena, Pearl City area, because sometimes it gets a little tough going into Freeport all the time. And I just think it would be good to also offer that opportunity for the community out further west to also have that same format where people could come in and I could explain to them the agenda, what's going on, get everybody's voice as to how they would like me to vote.
Robin, to wrap up our 5 questions and 5 minutes interview, I'd like to finally ask you, what is one thing about you that voters may not know that you'd like them to know about you?
Okay, so this is, I hope you're sitting down. It's funny that this comes back around, but I was the 1982 Stevenson County Beef Queen.
Oh, that's great. And how did that role prepare you for this experience?
Well, it's prepared me for podcasts before the radio stations would call me and I'd go in for interviews. It's prepared me by going out into the public, going to different events. So I'll be going through all the different events, getting to know everybody again. So it's actually kind of funny how it's prepared me for taking on this role.
Well, Robin, we'd like to thank you for your time this morning with us, and we wish you the best of luck and to congratulate you on your dedication to public service. Thank you, Robin.
Thanks, Alan.
I'm Alan Wenzel, and welcome to this special edition of FreePod, our 5 questions and 5 minutes, in which we talk to candidates for the contested Stevenson County board seats in the March 19th primary. In this edition, I'm speaking with Winona Wellspring Sisel, who is a Stevenson County Board candidate in District F. I'd like to welcome you, Winona, to this interview, and thank you for your time. And I think we're just going to start with the very first question. What skills would you bring to this office that would make you an effective Stevenson County Board member?
Well, thanks, Alan. First of all, I think that the experience that I've had with being a member of other boards and other associations, I've been an event coordinator for the Association of Doctors that I belong to, the naturopathic community. And I like to work together in cooperation to help bring about change and to implement ideas and share information. And I think that feeling of cooperation is lacking in this county. And I work well with people, with all manner of interests and background. And I'm an educator professionally. So I think those are some of the skills that are going to help.
Winona, when you think about being elected as a board member, what issue do you think is the most important issue that you'd like to bring before the board for conversation and action?
Absolutely. Internet access in the rural area, and District F is rural. Lena is the biggest town we have. We have rolling hills. It is part of the area of the county that was non-glacierized, so there's still a lot of hills. That makes direct access, line of sight, very difficult for us. There are some satellite, but it's expensive. So having higher towers or better access to internet, especially with remote work and children needing access to education remotely, a lot of times, and me too, it's really extremely difficult. So that would be the first thing. The other thing would be transportation, getting people back and forth from around the Freeport area for sure, but also from the Chicago suburbs to here. So I would really like to see that train happen. And it was squashed whenever Rauner was president or governor. But whenever, now that Pritzker is here, he's bringing it back. So I'm really hoping that we can cooperate with him and get that train line going from Chicago to Rockford, to here, to Lena, to Galena. Transportation would bring more community here, better commerce. I would really love to see that.
You've begun to answer my next question, Winona. Why are these two issues, the high-speed internet access and the rural transportation issue, why are they so important to the residents of Stevenson County?
We need to be connected. I'm a very community-minded person. We do a lot of community outreach at our church, but being able to stay connected with our family and friends and commerce, you know, being able to go shopping. We don't have a lot of opportunities here in Freeport, and it would make everyone's life much more interesting and enjoyable, but it would also bring dollars into our community. Having good, safe internet access too is really important for education, for shopping, for entertainment. I can't stream shows where I'm at. You know, there's no, I don't have Xfinity. There is a fiber optic cable running in front of my property. I can't access it because I'm not a school, a library, or a post office. And I have a son who is bedridden, and he needs to have the opportunity to entertain himself while he's recuperating. I'm sure a lot of people are in that situation.
Mm-hmm. How would you, if you get elected to the board, what steps would you recommend the board take to address these two issues? What would they have to do?
We would need to communicate with the governor and the governor's office, and we'd also have to bring in some experts on internet access and also talk to Frontier, talk to these other companies about what they could propose mechanically to get us that better access. Yeah.
Our final question, Winona, what's something about you that you would like to have voters know that they may not know about you already?
Well, as you could probably tell, I'm a public speaker. I have been speaking publicly at universities and different organizations, but I'm also a voice actor and accomplished that successfully last year, and a stage actor also. And I'm a watercolor artist. So those are the things I do to keep myself happy.
Winona, we appreciate your time with us this morning. Your time has gone quickly, but we thank you for joining us for a few moments of conversation. Wish you well in the upcoming campaign. And nice to have met you, Winona. And thank you again for being part of our freepod.org production.
Thank you. I appreciate it.